Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition, with Ed Schultz, citizen of Little Salmon Carmack First Nation, Yukon, and senior analyst, Natural Resources and Environment for the Council of Yukon First Nations, also involved in implementing the Yukon Umbrella Final Agreement.
My name is Ed Schultz. I'm a Northern Shoshone from Yukon. My people call me Tongue Tine. I am from the Wolf Clan. I've been involved with advocacy here in the Yukon for Indigenous rights for a little over 35 years. Been involved with our people and our communities in the advancement of our land claims and self-government agreements. I've also had the pleasure of serving as Grand Chief for two terms here in the Yukon.
How do modern treaties impact Indigenous youth?
For many of them now, 25 and under, don't know any other world other than self-government. Never been in under the Indian Act, never were born under it, have no idea the difference. But what it does do under local constitutions, nearly every First Nation who has a self-government agreement in Yukon has a youth council in their constitution. It's a constitutional body to provide direction and advice, and in some occasions, the decision maker related to youth programming within their community and their self-government. The youth now have a platform, a legitimate constitutional platform that is recognized under Section 35.1 as being a legitimate authority for advocating, promoting, and or making decisions over youth programming. It also ensures that it's not just people my age making decisions for them about what's good for them and what's not good for them. It is also been a great cultivator of leadership, this new system, because I look at, for example, my current Grand Chief, my current Regional Chief at the Assembly of First Nations, a lot of the chiefs in the communities are on council. They were little tiny kids when we ratified, and now they're leaders. they were cultivated in this environment. They got involved early and were on youth councils.
What would you like to say to youth?
It's very important you get involved with your First Nation governance. And I'd say that is even true if you're still under the Indian Act. Get involved. Get your voice out there. If all your concerns are only being expressed in social media, on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, yeah, that may have an impact, but it'll be a very passive impact. It's that direct engagement, that direct involvement by youth that makes the difference that I've seen, where they stand up in a general assembly of their own people or in a chief and council meeting or a general meeting and say very clearly what it is that their concerns are. And that's more than likely to get some action. These are very exciting times for Indigenous people. We are reacquiring our place, not only amongst our traditional ways, our beliefs, our practices and customs, but we're actually carving new ground in Canadian Confederation. Which is something that other groups in the country and other Indigenous groups in the world are actually looking at and using as a model.